Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go. Hello, my gorgeous lovebirds. Welcome back to the Lauren of Love podcast. I have a really, really special episode for you today. And I know I've been talking a lot about the HEAL program, and we've been having these really deep conversations about the self-healing journey. Maybe you participated in the free 5-day last week, or you've been eyeing the sales page, feeling the call and the curiosity to step into your journey. I could sit here and tell you a million reasons why the HEAL program is incredible, but I always think it's more appropriate and effective to hear from students who have been on the journey. And today I have the honor of sharing an incredible narrative with you. Talking to Tatiana in this interview made me cry. Like, you're going to hear this conversation. It's short and sweet and powerful. And in the dialogue, there's this moment where, like, we are both at a loss for words, and it's just truly such an honor. Like, this conversation feels so special to me because Tatiana has been in my world for a while. She's been through the HEAL program more than once. She's had an incredible transformation, and her reality, her identity, her energy, there's just so much different about her on the other side of this work. It makes me feel really honored to share her story today. So in this interview on the Lauren of Love podcast, Tatiana comes on the show to share her journey of being a student in the HEAL program. She talks about her navigation of her relationships and how before HEAL, she was kind of going through it, feeling the immensity of the inner trauma that she had not fully yet healed. Now, in case you're wondering, Tatiana has gone deep on her healing process, has not only identified these traumatic wounds that replayed in her relationship with her body, in her relationship with her partner, in her relationship with her family and herself, but she has rewired all of these traumatic wounds to come back to her united essence and to have a loving, whole relationship with herself. So if you are somebody who struggles with confidence in your body, or maybe you play out stressful trigger responses with your partner, this episode is going to be for you. It's really, really beautiful. I'm honored to share it. I won't say anything else. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy this beautiful conversation with Tatiana from the HEAL program. The day is officially here and the doors are open for this signature 6-month life transformation process called the HEAL program. You guys, I am so honored over the last 2 years of my career to have 90 students go through this incredible in-depth intensive on self-healing and to see the transformations, to hold space for the breakthroughs, to watch the inner work unravel and rewire and reclaim through each and every woman who has gone through this journey is nothing short of a miracle. When I designed this program, it was literally the step-by-step HEAL method process that I had intuitively gone through on my own journey. To watch the results pour through
Every single round of this program has been my greatest honor, and now the doors are open and you have a chance to step in to the container and the transformation of a lifetime. HEAL is a 6-month container complete with a 12-step HEAL method process. We go through the first 3 months of the program in a deep dive, step-by-step study, walking you through a HEAL immersion. So every week you get trainings for the first 3 months of the program. And these trainings have slides and studies and steps, and you get a workbook and you get meditations and a live group coaching call. That is every single week for the first 3 months of the program. And then in the second 3 months of the program, we go into what is called integration, where we get to learn from dozens of other experts in the self-healing journey on the art of body healing, spiritual healing, and emotional healing. And you also get live coaching calls inside of integration for direct support on making your changes long life lasting. Now, one thing I just want to say about this HEAL program and HEAL process is that this program is designed to walk anybody through a healing transformation around multiple areas of healing. So you can come into the program healing your relationship with your body, healing your relationship with yourself, wanting to heal chronic health issues, wanting to heal poor habits or poor patterns, insecurity, financial resistance, financial hardship, money blocks, whatever is currently showing up in your 3D reality that is not serving you. If you can feel it, you can heal it. And the method and the magic is all inside the medicine of this HEAL program. So the doors are open to HEAL. To find out more, to read the testimonials, to see the breakdown of the program and everything that you get inside, you can go to laurenoflove.com/HEAL. So if you are listening to this right now, please do not hesitate. Do not hold yourself back. Do not make excuses. Take a step further in your self-healing journey and finally go through a method. I have seen and heard from so many students that eventually come into the program that they've been on their self-healing journey for a while, or they've been doing inner work for a while, or they've gone to therapy for a while, or they've been reading a lot of personal development books for a while. Well, if a while has not gotten you where you want to be, it's time to immerse yourself in a sacred container and a portal of healing that will get you epic transformation. So again, for more information, testimonials, results, breakdown, process, all the goodies, you can go to laurenoflove.com/heal. Okay, you guys, sit back, relax, and enjoy this magical episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. I look forward to seeing our next magical group of souls coming into this container. And I hope that's you, and I cannot wait to get to know you and support you more deeply. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Lauren of Love podcast. We have a special graduate here today to talk about her journey inside of the HEAL program. Tatiana is, I just got to say, like, you're like one of my favorite. I have so many favorite students, but you're like one of my favorite for how you showed up, what you moved through, the way you moved through it. And it's been a little while of your integration season. So I wanted to take a minute to jump on and to hold this space for you to share your journey. So thank you so much for being here, for doing your healing work, and for showing up to share your story today.
I'm so happy to be here. Super honored. Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't we start with maybe just sharing about the journey for you of like where life was before the HEAL program. I feel like there's this huge I know your eyes just balled. You're like, whoa. Yeah, but like, let's start chronologically. Like, why don't you tell me a little bit about what life was like before then and like what you were moving through that brought you into the container?
My eyes widened up so hard when you said that, because the first question that came into my mind was, wow, who was she? So before the HEAL program, I think my word was stuck. I felt so stuck in spirituality, stuck in what even healing means, stuck in all of that. Because when HEAL came into my life, I was in the spiritual, in the spirituality, you know, like I feel like world. And then I was having my relationship that I'm still in. And I feel like that's been a huge container of like deep, deep, deep teachings and deep work. And I just felt I needed support. I was like, I need some feminine flow in my world. I need some like support in this, and I need to be vulnerable and share what's going on. And that's how I was before Heal. I just didn't know what I was doing healing wise. I didn't know what I needed, what my body needed, all parts of me needed. Inner child, inner teenager. I was just all over the place, chaotic. And a lot of anger and a lot that I needed to express. And I didn't know how to in such a safe and sacred space.
Yeah. What were the signs for you? Like which you're talking a little bit about, like the emotional difficulties that you were presented with prior to the program. Can you share a little bit more in depth of like what was moving through on that front?
Yeah. So what was moving through was I had a lot of sexual trauma that was coming up. And I didn't really know. I really wasn't aware of what was going on. When it came to, you know, just being in the relationship, a lot of triggers when it came to not like anxiety, a lot of anxiety, a lot of, you know, I needed validation externally all the time. Compliment me, give me attention, give me your time, you know, all of these things, because I wasn't secure. I just was so insecure. And, you know, a lot of it had to do with childhood and, you know, mom and dad not giving a lot of attention and love and everything. So being in this relationship all of a sudden just stirred everything up to the surface all at the same time. And I was just exploding all over the place. And that's what was coming up a lot. And it's crazy because my first round of heal, I came in trying to heal money wounds and success and impact. And little did I know, heal was going to be like, no, darling.
Dude, it happens to everybody. Cause like, you know, money is like this thing that's so important to us. And we like, oh, there's so just, if I could just solve this, everything would be fine. But then we realize it's actually all this other stuff. And yeah, so that's so cool. That's so beautiful that you are like laughing about it now, you know, like I love that. Yeah. So you've done heal a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I want to just hold space for you to maybe share a little bit about your experience in the program. Like what happened for you? What came up? What would you like to share about the process?
Well, the process. So my first round of heal, of course, anytime you start a program, you're like, I'm going to be committed to everything. I'm going to be committed to the meditations, to the modules, the life calls, everything. And you're super excited, right? And for me, my first round, at least, the best thing to me were the life calls. That was the most sacred and the most healing container I have ever been in. And I felt like, even though I was very committed to the modules, I think I got to like module 5 and it like didn't expand after that. But I was there for every single call. And I felt so supported with the women in there sharing their own struggles and sharing their own stories. And we're all in this together. And we all have the same wounds, basically. Mm-hmm. And we're just going at it in different patterns and different lives. And so the process for me was, when I started, I wanted to do this money, like, you know, heal money. But then when I started going through the modules and when I started going through the workbook and the meditation and everything, there was so much pain coming up. And I was like, okay, but I'm like trying to focus on money. And I'm like, but nothing about money's coming up. Everything that's coming up are like these triggers from childhood and like, you know, my sexual trauma and the conflicts that are going on with me and my partner and everything. So then I surrendered. And I think that's like the biggest word in heal. We come in with like, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to heal this. And then it's like, no, we realize that we all just need to surrender and whatever comes through is it's for that reason, to get to that point that you want to. Like now I'm in like my money, you know, in my success, in my impact, but it took a while to get there, a long while. I really needed to come back to me, to myself, to my home, and to really heal a lot of those wounds that I had in order to even, you know, to get to this place to where I'm at today.
Yeah, I love that you're speaking to that. I feel like surrender is the most important part of the process, and it's easier-ish, sort of, when you have a container, right, that's holding you to surrender. I'm curious for you. I always love asking students this. You have the journal workbooks, you have the live calls, you have the meditations, you have the trainings. Was there a particular meditation for you where you're like, oh my God, this was such a deep experience? Was there particular? Yeah. Can we talk about it?
The inner child.
Yeah.
The inner child that it's been a while since I've done that meditation, but if I can remember, it was like the one that's like this, a field of flowers. Mm-hmm. And like you can, and just envisioning your little girl, you know, going through that field and everything, and just being there with her and being able to hold her. I feel like I've heard so much of inner child stuff and inner child tools and stuff like that, but since I was so in the beginning of my healing, I really didn't know what that meant. And when I envisioned that little girl and I was able to be with her and see her and give her a hug and everything, oh my God, it was like, okay, you're like present in my life again. Like all that self-abandonment, self-rejection, you know, like all those those things I did have to say thank you to, because those are survival. Like that's how we survive, is by having those coping mechanisms and all that stuff, and trying to be approved and loved and accepted. So, but when I opened up that relationship with my inner child again, it was like, oh, this is priority. This is love. This is truth. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest like peak moments for me in your meditation.
I love that. Yeah. It's one of my favorite ones. And I feel like it's so powerful because it reminds you of just like what we're really living for as adults. We're living in honor of this inner child, you know, and like you said, these things of like wanting validation and wanting recognition and all that, it's the child that just like really needs love. So mm-hmm. It's really cool to like hear you here where you're so grounded and present in your life after doing all this work. It's really cool. What do you feel like on the other side of the heal journey? Like what has opened up? What has changed? You're glowing. Like, I think we should also talk about, you know, this journey of healing your relationship with your body as well. And like, yeah, tell me more.
The other side of heal. I feel like I'm laughing because it feels so good. It feels so good. It does. It feels so good. And it's so pleasurable and so joyful. And man, I feel so grounded. Thank you for saying that, because that is one of the things I've never been aware of how detached I was from my body. And now that I'm like doing all the tools to be in my body and to feel grounded and all of that, even when you're in anxiety and when you're triggered, you know, you basically leave and you have to come back to your home. And mm-hmm. Now that I'm here, it's like, it's just a whole new life. It's a whole new life. It really is. It's like, I literally have on my whiteboard right now, coming back home. It's literally coming back home. And when it comes to my body, my sexual trauma, oh man, this is one of the biggest healings I have ever had. And it was when I realized sexual objectification. Oh my God. It completely changed my world. And at first I was super emotional, livid that sexual justification was an actual thing in my world. And I didn't even know. And I was doing it to myself and I was doing it to others, you know, and to know that, to have that peak moment of just that awareness that I had and that transformation that I had on one of the calls, that after the call, I remember I went on Instagram and I posted either it was a picture of something like me crying, like tearing up a butt of joy, because it was like, oh my God, I feel so healed with the sexual trauma that I got the, and I had breast implants. I got them when I was 21 years old. Still, like, I'm a kid at 21 years old, I feel. And, you know, it was just all because of insecurity, all because of insecurity of why I got them. And, you know, and because physical was so important in my life, so important in my culture, so important in Miami, Florida. And that's all like, you're worthy when you are beautiful and you have the perfect body and all of that. And now when I had that sexual trauma transformation and I healed that, I made a decision that I was going to get explant surgery, either in a year or in like a year and a half. And here we are today. I just had my surgery about 2 months now, and it's been amazing. It's been amazing. And it's still today. It's so surreal. It's so surreal. I'm just like, oh my, I can believe, but I can't believe that after that transformation, after that healing with the HEAL program, I made that decision and I was so confident and so bold and so like, I'm going to do it. No, even though I'm still going to have to heal afterwards a lot, you know, because it's a mask that I had on for 12 years, you know, I was like, I'm just so happy and I feel so much more at peace. And I feel like I'm very connected to myself. I'm just so connected to my body and so connected to me and who I truly am. It's huge.
It's so cool. It's making me so emotional. I'm like, oh my God, dude, like, it's beautiful, you know, like to witness women in this process and to, you know, just acknowledge you and witness you and be like, you did this, you know, like you did this. It's amazing. And yeah, I want to just celebrate you and just honor you fully, like coming home. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what have you realized about life?
I realized a lot. I realized that healing is for life. Mm-hmm. Healing is for life. And once you accept that, because it can be so hard to be so committed, you know what I mean? When it's those dark nights of the soul and like, you just can't take it anymore. And you're like, I need a break.
Yeah.
But the moment that I surrender and the moment that I accept, like, Tati, it's just another layer. It's just another layer. It's temporary. Pain is temporary, but it is the path. Sometimes it is the path. It doesn't always have to be the path. I don't want to be that person that's like, oh, you always have to have pain in order to heal. It can feel good too. It can be uplifting. It could be in so, it's healing is so many faces, you know, and so many paths. But when you're in that pain, for me, at least, this is what I've realized so much about my life, is that it's just a path to the other side. It's just a path. It's temporary. And I really needed to hone into that, because when you're in that pain, it's so hard to think or believe that there's a light at the end, that it's not forever, you know? So, basically what I realized about life is like just to surrender and be in flow and just play and just love. And when you heal, just be compassionate and don't be so hard on yourself. And cause man, our self-critic are like, they can be so hard and so negative and everything. And just to be as loving and as gentle as you can with yourself.
Mm. Aho. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Seriously, thank you for doing your work and healing and showing up to share this and to dedicate yourself to finding happiness in this lifetime. It's incredible. Yeah. Anything you would like to add in this conversation that we haven't talked about?
Thank you. Thank you for creating, for birthing heal. Thank you for letting it come through you. Thank you for thank you for just sharing your gifts. Thank you for thank you for being true to your path and sharing it with us and holding such a safe and loving space for us. You're so gentle and you're so loving and you're so compassionate. It's so easy to open up with you. And I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't expect to get so emotional on this call, but man, you do it. Thank you, Tatiana. Thank you so much. You're such an angel. I love you. I can't wait to see you in person. And to more healing, just to more magical healing. We're going to put links to your bio and anything you'd like to share in the show notes of today's episode. And yeah, I look forward to the deepening and more joy.
Thank you so much.